Be honest with me. You know that rush you get when you find a cool new shirt for like $5?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great
It
feeling.
feels good, right?
It does. But we really need to talk about why that shirt is cheaper than a sandwich. For the planet, the math just doesn't add up.
And that's our deep dive today, fast fashion. Looking at the research, it's not just fast anymore, it's almost instant.
It's retail on steroids, you
Yeah.
know? We used to have four fashion seasons a year.
Spring, summer, fall, winter, simple.
Although it's 52, maybe more. Some companies, like Zara, can take a design from a sketch to a physical store in 15 days.
15 days is already wild, but then I saw a company like Shein can do it in 10. I mean, how is that even possible?
It's basically using data, real-time data, to figure out what's trending and then just churn out thousands of new designs every single day.
But that speed has to come at a
A
cost.
massive one, a
Yeah.
massive environmental price tag.
Okay, let's get into the numbers. The carbon footprint. I knew it was bad, but the data says the fashion industry is responsible for 10% of global carbon emissions.
It is. And to put that into perspective for you,
Yeah.
that is more than all international flights and all maritime shipping combined.
Wow. Okay, that is staggering. And it's not just the air, it's the water too. This one stat really stuck with me.
Let me guess, the jeans.
The jeans. It takes about 2,000 gallons of water to make one single pair.
It sounds impossible, right? But you have to factor in growing the cotton and then the dyeing process.
And that dyeing process that pollutes rivers too.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing rivers literally turning unnatural colors from all the toxic runoff.
And since trends change every week,
Oh.
we treat these clothes like they're disposable. I read that 85% of all textiles end up in the trash every year.
We're basically buying clothes just to bury them in a landfill. It's a cycle of buy, wear it once, maybe twice, and throw it away.
But there's another problem, a kind of invisible one, that, well, it worries me even
The
more.
plastic.
Yeah, the plastic. This part really freaked me out. I didn't realize how much of my closet is basically made of, oil, polyester, nylon.
They're all synthetic fibers. And here's the kicker.
What's that?
When you wash those clothes, they shed these tiny, tiny plastic fibers. They're called microplastics. And they slip right through our water treatment plants.
So you're saying every time I do a load of laundry, I could be sending plastic into the ocean?
We are about 500,000 tons of it a year.
It's hard to even picture that. What does that even look like?
Okay, think of it like this. It's the
Hold it.
same as throwing 50 billion plastic bottles into the sea.
50 billion.
Every single year.
That's horrifying. So,
Yeah.
okay. We can't just stop wearing clothes, but we can't keep doing this. What's the move here? What can people actually do?
Well, the most effective step is actually the simplest one. One of the experts in our research, Patsy Perry, he put it perfectly. Less is always more.
So just stop buying so much stuff.
Just buy less. It's the number one thing.
Okay, buy less.
Buy.
But what if I actually need something?
Then go secondhand. You know, vintage shops, websites like ThredUp. It doesn't
Yeah.
matter if you buy used, you're not creating a demand for a new item to be made.
So you're saving all that water and carbon.
Exactly. It's already been spent. Plus, vintage just looks cooler anyway.
True. What about materials? Should I be checking the labels?
Absolutely. Look for natural fibers, things like organic cotton or linen or hemp. Try to stay away from the plastic-based ones.
And what about for like a special event, a wedding or a big party where you only wear the outfit once?
Rent it. Why would you buy a suit you'll wear one time? Just rent it. It saves you money and it keeps that garment out of the landfill.
Sounds like it really all just comes down to changing how we think about clothes.
It does. Every time you spend your money, you're voting. You can vote for clean water and less waste, or you can vote for things to stay the same.
I'm definitely going to be thinking about those 2,000 gallons of water next time I see a sale rack.
It's a heavy price for a pair of jeans.
It really is something for all of us to think about. Next time you're about to click buy, maybe just ask yourself, do I really truly need this, or is it just future trash? Thanks for listening.